You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. The Urban Jobs Task Force of Syracuse is circulating a petition demanding trade unions create recruitment and retention programs for minorities and city residents for the upcoming I-81 project. They ask that until this happens, the State Department of Transportation must deny unions a project labor agreement. Workforce development activists met today in front of the State Office Building on Washington Street to announce their demands.
When do we want them?
No!
When do we want them?
No!
No longer. Can we or should we stand idly by while watching multi-million dollar development projects and improvements being completed in the ninth most segregated city in the country without them benefiting city residents?
That was President of the Urban Jobs Task Force, Deka Dansel. She says trade unions need to start recruiting now so that city residents and minority workers will have a fair chance when construction commences. Genghis Mohammed is a lifelong Syracuse resident who has struggled to find a job despite his qualifications.
I'm OSHA certified, have a degree in electronics, and despite my training and experience, I have been unsuccessful in finding a job that I'm qualified to do or even a job that just pays a decent wage. It would be a great benefit to me to secure a position on the I-81 project, and I would like a fair chance to do just that.
Despite the fact that minorities make up 50% of the city's population, Dansel says only 10% of workers on the ongoing 690 construction project identify as a minority.
We recall that I-81 divided our community back in the late 1960s. Today, through integrating the union workforce, we can unite our community.
The Urban Jobs Task Force hopes to have 5,000 signatures by December. They plan to present the petition along with a racial equity impact statement to the Department of Transportation when the office releases its environmental impact statement on the I-81 Viaduct project sometime next year. For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, WAER.org.